I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, I hope everyone is having an awesome day. And I wanted to hop on here and record something super quick for y'all, but it's definitely something that has been on my heart. And so, first of all, I don't know if you like basketball or if you are into this whole March Madness thing, but I grew up playing basketball, so I love it. I love watching the games. My husband actually went to bed before me last night because I just wanted to stay up and watch basketball. So I wanted to talk to you about something that actually happened with our local college team. So I live in East Tennessee, and our local college is the UT Volunteers, the University of Tennessee. And so, of course, if you follow anything about basketball or anything going on in March Madness, you know that number one, the UT Men Vols basketball team has had an incredible season. They were number one for many weeks, and that they are just got submitted into the Sweet 16. They won their first couple games of the tournament, and so we're super excited about it. But it's been really neat to watch the journey of these guys because many of them have an incredible faith in God. And if you know anything about Coach Barnes, you know that a lot of that stemmed from him. And some of the men that came on the team were already men of faith. And then some were actually, they got saved and, you know, just have grown in their faith just being a part of the team. And so something came out, I think it was around mid-February, a video that, I don't know if ESPN did it. I saw it on Facebook, honestly. I'm sorry, I don't know the source, but it was a video clip of how they are playing for the audience of one. And every single time that they are interviewed after a game, they give glory to God, and they talk about that they are a team of faith. And it just, I can't tell you how excited I get when they get interviewed, because when they do, they're talking about God and their faith and how, you know, they did their best or if they made a mistake, but they're always still giving God glory. After one interview, one of my favorite players, Grant Williams, who's one of the leaders on the team, actually prayed for, told everybody on this news interview that he was going to pray and for everyone to pray for a couple of injured players on another team. And so he was just very humble in it, and you knew it was genuine. You could just tell. And so I've just had those three words on my heart, audience of one, ever since then. And my husband and I have actually, when we text each other something we're going to do, or I had to speak in front of my church this morning and just kind of advertise for the conference and pray over the church. And, you know, my husband's texting me, you have an audience of one. And it's a constant reminder of who are we living for? What is the audience that we are performing for? And as a people pleaser, I definitely have struggled with this in many seasons of life of seeking out validation from other people. Social media world is easy to experience something in life and then plaster it so everyone can see. And so how do you live life with the audience of one when you have hundreds and hundreds of eyes watching you through social media, through your, you know, community, through your life? I mean, think about the forms of social media. I mean, you have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have Snapchat, you have Pinterest, you have, I know there's so many more, but that's the main ones, I feel like. And so you have all of these people and followers and unfollowers and influences, and you have all these eyeballs, okay, that look and see and judge or not judge, right? Have an opinion or not have an opinion. But regardless, a lot of people see, whether you have 300 friends and it's mostly family, or you have a public page because, you know, you've got so many followers, or you have a business that's on social media, or a ministry, like my ministry is on social media, where we do online Bible studies through the Beautifully Designed Facebook page. I have an Instagram for Beautifully Designed. I have a public Facebook page for Beautifully Designed. And then I have my personal one. And so, you know, we have to ask ourselves, who are we performing for? And when I use the word perform, I use it lightly, because life is not a dress rehearsal. And so we are not performing necessarily. We're not out there to be perfect and, you know, to put on this fake performance for people or this fake smile or anything like that. But who are we living for? I guess is another word that we could use. What audience are we wanting to see what we do? And that's a great question to ask yourself, because I'll be honest, there are times that my family goes on a trip or we experience something, my boys, I video them and they do a funny shot in the basketball goal. Or, you know, when my boys were little, they would do these cute little videos on their four-wheeler and I just couldn't wait to post them on social media so all my friends could see it. They could say how cute my boys were. And they are, so that is a true judgment. And so I'll just tell you that, you know, why do we always need an audience for things? And this is something that has just kind of been convicting for me, because I find myself posting things on social media. You know, I mean, everybody wants to get likes and comments. And if you say that you don't, I don't believe that, because you wouldn't post anything if you didn't want to get likes and comments. Like, you're not posting just for your health. You're posting to get responses. And so we post things to put eyeballs on them. And so think about, you know, yourself for just a second, and think about the purpose of the whole, the reason behind everything, and what you're wanting the response to be, right? And you want people to see it. You want people to cheer you on. You know, I've just doing the CrossFit. I love CrossFit. I've been doing it consistently since January, but did my first CrossFit Open. If you don't know what it is, you don't even have to look it up. It's totally fine. It doesn't really matter. But I did this CrossFit Open and I put it out on social media after every workout, just my accomplishment, how I modified it. And so I had to ask myself, why am I doing that? Why am I posting my progress in my CrossFit Open? And I realized I was doing it for accountability, number one, but I was also doing it because there's a whole CrossFit community out there that is doing it too. And so, you know, it just gained some fun little, you know, competitions between us, and we would all, you know, post our progress, and it was just super fun, you know, to tap into this tribe of CrossFit. And so, you know, am I posting things so people will, you know, make nice comments, you know, to myself? And I mean, that's nice. It really is nice when someone encourages you through social media or to your face or in a text message. Like, we all love that. And that is not a bad thing. Like, I am not one of those girls that's going to say, you know, judge you or bash you because you're on social media too much and you care what people think about you too much. And not that, because I think there is so much beauty in social media. I think that there's a time and place for it. I think it's a wonderful thing to connect and encourage. I mean, my whole ministry started through social media. And so I'm a big fan of it. I definitely have went through seasons where I set boundaries a lot better than others. And so it's just life. So please hear my heart. But I have just learned to truly ask myself, what audience am I living for? And that is, you know, the question, like I said earlier, how do you have an audience of one in a world of hundreds of people watching? And I have realized lately that in 2018, if you have went back and listened to any of my podcasts before or know anything about my story, you know that 2018 was the year of pruning. God took people out of my life. He changed a lot of things. I woke up and everything looked unfamiliar. I don't know if you've ever been there before. And I have realized that 2019, going through that year, the Lord has definitely redeemed me back to Him. And so in 2017, 2018, I found myself validating who I am through other people's opinions, worrying about what people thought of me, making sure that I said things a certain way, or wrote things a certain way, or texted things a certain way, because I didn't want to be misunderstood. You know, who wants to be misunderstood? Nobody. But it started to be unhealthy. And so the Lord definitely took me down a journey, and it hurt. There was a lot of pain involved. But now I'm a completely different person. Because when you are standing there and you have friendships gone, you have relationships that you thought were going to be there forever, and it just looks different, you're standing there, it's just you and God. You don't have a choice but to look up and have that audience of one. And so instead of looking around and making sure that people are looking at me the right way, I am just looking up, knowing that in my heart, because I am a believer in Christ, because I'm a daughter of King, that He, the Holy Spirit, is inside of me, that I know that He is with me every step of the way. And He loves me, not because I did something for somebody. He loves me, not because I said the right thing. He loves me, not because I performed a certain way. Jesus loves me because He loves me because He loves me. And so when you feel that kind of love, the audience of one becomes easy, because you realize that my success in life, that your success in life, is based on how obedient we are to that audience, which is Jesus Christ, versus making sure that you're making everyone else happy. And I touched on that the last episode, if you want to go back and listen to it. It's episode 20. It definitely was something that has been on my heart a while, but this is too, and it really goes hand in hand together, because at the end of the day, what matters most is not whether someone misunderstands me, but whether or not I was obedient to Christ and I stand for something. Because if you stand for nothing, you're still standing for something. And so it's time for us to rise up as women and ask ourselves, who are we living our life for? Who are we performing for? And yes, if you have a job, you've got to do your best. If you are a parent or you have a spouse, if you're a wife or a mother or an employee or a friend or a sister or an aunt, you know, all of those are roles and responsibilities, and we want to be excellent in everything that we do. But if we are looking for other people's validation in our performance in those areas of life, we're going to be disappointed almost every time, because we can't base our success in life based on the filter of other people. We have to base our success in life based on the audience of our Creator, because He's the one that created us for greatness. He didn't create us to be perfect at a job or to be the perfect friend or to make sure that everyone likes us and we say the perfect thing. He created us for Him. And so it's such a different perspective. So lately I've been asking myself, I think of something to post on social media. Like I did a beautiful wedding shower for my sweet friend and my kid's babysitter today, and I was posting pictures like, okay, why am I posting this? And I'm posting this to honor her and her family and her upcoming wedding that's coming up, and I wanted to just love on her and encourage her through social media. And so, you know, when I post a podcast or promote a certain Bible study, I'm doing that because I think that that's going to be value added to somebody else. You know, I don't want to post something, and do it for just certain likes and comments. And all of that feels really good. And I still may post some things, and like I said, people comment and it just make my day, and that's okay. I'm not saying not to do that. I'm just saying, instead of me spending, I don't know, I would say 12 minutes of thinking of a post, putting a picture to it, thinking, okay, how should I word this the perfect way? I could take those 12 minutes and open up the Word of God and allow God's Word to speak life into me and to encourage me. And so I've just been really convicted on focusing on the wrong audience and realizing that I need to grow closer to the one person that is going to remind me of who I am. And that is Jesus Christ. And I can do that through his word. You can do that through prayer. You can do that through just going to church and letting your pastor pour into you or your Sunday school teacher or your small group. You can do that in so many ways. But ultimately, I love social media. I'm going to stay on it. You know, I think that there's so many great things and I am determined to focus on those things because there are, you know, the opposite parts of social media, and I choose to focus on what I want to grow and what I want to starve, and I'm going to focus on the great things about social media and learn that healthy boundary. And the only way that I can, the only way that you can get the audience of one is to grow closer to your Creator, to our Creator, and that's through His Word. And so, you know, sometimes think of yourself, who am I performing for? Why am I trying to do my best? What am I trying to post? Why am I trying to say these certain words to this person to make sure they like me, to make sure I'm not misunderstood? Or are you opening the Word of God and realizing that you can walk confidently in who you are in Christ because you were created by Him, not because you performed a certain way? We don't have to strive with the Lord. Doesn't that feel so good? Like, stop striving. I mean, I can't tell you how exhausted it is to strive for someone else's validation or love or encouragement. It's not worth it because you have someone waiting for you to open up the words that are, Scripture says in Hebrews, sharper than a two-edged sword, and it's alive. And God's Word wants to bring so much life into you. And so I pray that that is the life that grows and flourishes and that what you post in social media, what you text, what you say, what you message, what you think, all of those words, that you are doing it for an audience of one because you are obedient to Christ and Christ alone. Because remember, Christ doesn't want your talent or strength. He just wants your attention and your obedience. And I pray that you give him that today because you will feel so loved in return. So I hope everyone has a wonderful day. And I hope that you got your ticket for our 4th Annual Beautifully Designed Conference on April 27th. It is here in Maryville, Tennessee. It's an evening conference. We have worship. We have an amazing friend that's going to be sharing her testimony. And we have a cookie dough food truck. And so who wouldn't want that? So grab your ticket. Go to beautifullydesigned.com. Just click on Freedom Conference and grab your ticket today. Price is only $28 and you get the meet and greet, the cookie dough, the whole conference, and a special gift, which we ordered today. I'm so excited. So grab your ticket. I can't wait to hug you and love on you in the meet and greet and spend some time with you. And I hope everyone has a great day. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.